You're listening to the KHSU homepage. I'm Danielle Orr. The mission of the Sequoia Park Zoo is to inspire conservation of the natural world by instilling wonder, respect, and passion for wildlife. As an AZA-accredited facility, the Sequoia Park Zoo incorporates wildlife conservation as an essential part of its mission. This includes spreading awareness about threats to wildlife and habitats, inspiring conservation action among the visitors, and helping to fund conservation fieldwork. They have a free conservation lecture series coming up, and the first one is October 12th at 7 p.m. And this one is going to be featuring Mary Weikstra. She's the director of Carnivores, Livelihoods and Landscapes for Action for Cheetahs. This is in Nairobi, Kenya. And she will be presenting a lecture, It's All in the Genes, and this will be focusing about understanding the range-wide cheetah occupancy and gene flow in Kenya. And I can't wait to hear a little bit more about that. Cheetahs are such amazing creatures. I'm interested to know how you came to study them, Mary, and I thank you for joining us on the telephone today.
Thank you. It's my privilege to be here.
So you're in California now, but do you reside in Kenya?
Yeah, I live in Kenya and have two research bases, one in northern Kenya and one in southeastern Kenya.
And how did you come to be concerned or love cheetahs?
I actually got my love for cheetahs from working at a zoo. When I first began working with them, I always say that the eyes of the cheetahs what drew me to them and made me interested in their status in the wild.
Amazing. What kind of creatures are they?
Well, they're a large cat, a carnivore, quite elusive. The female is typically solitary, raising cubs most of her life, and the males form coalitions or groups of brothers that basically hunt together and eat and breed together. Mm. So the female chooses which of those groups of males she wants to breed with.
Wow, so they're just stunning creatures. It must be so amazing to actually be in the presence of them.
It is. I wish I could see them every day, but the majority of our work is working with human-wildlife conflict, and therefore I get very excited when I see the tracks of a cheetah, and I don't see them as often as I would like.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the state of things in Kenya with the cheetah?
We estimate there to be a little less than 1,500 cheetahs left in Kenya.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, the good news is that they range over about 75% of their historical range in the country. And Kenya is central to the eastern African cheetah population. And across all of Africa, there's less than 7,000 cheetahs. Mm. So we're one of 30-some-odd countries that do still have cheetahs remaining.
Wow. And they're threatened mainly by human population, not so much that they don't have water or food?
Exactly. It's land use changes. It's cutting off of connectivity, which is a big part of what we study as well.
Connectivity. Their ranges are being split up by human what villages or?
Yeah, just general human development.
Yeah.
The types
mm-hmm.
of farming and settlement that's happening. Roads are a huge threat to cheetahs.
Mm-hmm.
In one of our study areas alone, we've had 18 cheetahs in the last 10 years that have been hit by cars.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long do they generally live if they are not suffering some kind of
in
early
captivity,
demise?
Cheetahs can live into their high teens, 17 to almost 20 years old. But in the wild, they have an average lifespan of only 7 to 10 years. That's basically because we do medical care when they're in captivity.
Mm-hmm. And so you will be presenting at the Sequoia Park Zoo on October 12th. And so these are some of the things I imagine you'll be speaking about.
I will. We'll be talking a lot about land use change and connectivity and our upcoming second national cheetah survey, which is focusing on the occupancy of the cheetahs, but also we're using cheetah fecal material, they're basically their poop, to be able to understand a lot more about their health, their genetics, and how connected the genetic ranges are across the country.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you mean by it's all in the genes.
Exactly.
Right. And how connected they are across the country. So what are you thinking about that so far?
So basically, when you do this kind of a study, you consider the flow of genetics across the country to be very similar to how water or electricity flows mm-hmm. in a circuit system. And so by looking at the relatedness of the genetics of the cheetahs across the country, we can see where our conservation efforts need to focus on allowing that, that connection between populations of cheetahs. So you're always going to have a stronger site of population, but in order for them to stay healthy, they have to be able to breed with unrelated animals, and that's where the connectivity comes into play. Oh,
interesting. And do you have the support of the government in Kenya, or is this all privately funded and supported, your work?
Financially, support comes mostly from zoos and private donors, but we do work directly with the Kenya Wildlife Service. The laboratories where our work is being done are a combination of Kenya Wildlife Service laboratories and the Cheetah Conservation Fund in Namibia. We work with the rangers and with the scientists out of the Kenya Wildlife Service as well. So we get a lot of support from them in terms of resources and expertise. But the financial support is all from donations and grants.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Mary Weikstra. She's the director of Carnivores, Livelihoods, and Landscapes for Action for Cheetahs. And this is in, it's a Kenyan project in Nairobi, Kenya. And how many people do you have working with you, Mary?
We have about 13 people, including a couple of scientists and our field-based staff. And these are all Kenyans.
Mm-hmm.
The function of our U.S. side of it is volunteers who help with the fundraising and review proposals with us. But all of our employees are Kenyan employees.
Mm. And do you have a website that you'd like to give out to the listeners so they can find out more about your work?
Yeah, our website is www.actionforcheetahs.org. And we also have an Action for Cheetahs in Kenya website, our Facebook site.
Oh, say the Facebook site again. I'll write it down.
Action for Cheetahs in Kenya.
Okay. Yeah. Fabulous. Well, your talk is going to be so exciting. That's coming up October 12th at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be in the zoo's Flamingo Room and preceded by a reception with African Conservation Crafts. And that's going to start at 6:30. And what are you doing in California? Are you doing a tour of the country or just in California visiting home, perhaps?
I've been all across the country, from Washington, D.C., all the way back to California again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Eureka presentation at the zoo and another one at Humboldt the following day is the last of my tour before I head back to Kenya.
And what is the most exciting part about going back to Kenya for you?
I just miss Kenya in general. I miss the wildlife. I have a dog and a couple of cats that I miss. And I've got a great staff that supports the work with a lot of passion for conservation.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss it all.
Yeah. And your cats are little cats? Domestic cats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really have enjoyed speaking with you. And again, free conservation lecture at Sequoia Park Zoo with Mary Weikstra. And thank you so much, Mary, for joining us on the telephone today.
All right. Thank you again.
Okay. Take very good care. And amazing work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Mary Weikstra. She's Director of Carnivores, Livelihoods, and Landscapes for Action for Cheetahs. They have a Facebook page, Action for Cheetahs. She'll be at HSU on October 13th. That's interesting to note. And again, www.actionforcheetahs.org. And this is the first in the series. The second will be about elephants winning the war on ivory by Chrissy Clark and Wayne Lauder of PAMS. That's a foundation. That will be Friday, October 21st. You can find out lots more at the Sequoia Park Zoo website. These are all in the Flamingo Room. They're all free. Get their early seats. Fill up quickly. And thanks to Mary for joining us again on the telephone.